Good evening. This is the City of Morro Bay Harbor Advisory Board meeting. It's March 5th, 2020. We're in the Veterans Memorial Building. And we do have a quorum, although two of our members are not with us this evening. I don't know where Mr. Blackford is, but Mr. McClish has a family matter that's taken his attention. So I'll call the meeting to order. And we'll have a moment of silence, please. Thank you. Pledge of Allegiance.
Jeremiah.
I pledge of allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so that brings us to Chair Advisory Board and Liaison Announcements. I have no announcement. Charisse, you have anything?
I do.
Good.
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to bring attention to is that there's a lot of construction going on the Embarcadero, and kind of give everybody a little update of what those are doing currently. House of Juju is renovating their area, and they are open during construction. Roses, where Kelly's Candies and Under the Sea Gallery are, they're renovating 11 rooms, I believe, hotel rooms upstairs. Roses and Kelly's is open for business, but Under the Sea is just closed for the month of March. But the sister store, two doors down at 833 Embarcadero, is open for business. Bob Fowler's building, the Morro Bay Landing, is almost completed with opening their doors and is seeking three different new tenants. So two retail spaces down below that have available commercial fishing related retail downstairs, and one upstairs restaurant. And he's looking to find some good fits, long-term fits for that. Gray's Inn, they have just almost very close to completed phase one, which means that they put in a new harbor walk. So we're getting further along the Embarcadero with the 10-foot beautiful harbor walk that's going to go all the way from Tidelands to the rock almost, yeah. And that's it for what's going on. I do know that Chamber is putting out they're looking for vendors for the Margarita Festival and Avo Margarita Festival, and they really want to get more of the local businesses in. So one of the things that they're looking for is Embarcadero businesses to get first dibs on the 10x10 spaces that they will have. We really would like to have more of the businesses that are here be present to showcase during the Avo Marg Festival. So hopefully they will join that. And that's it.
Very nice. Thank you. Lynn.
Yes, in Dana's stead, the Morro Bay Yacht Club had the Mustang Regatta last weekend, and I'm not sure how many boats nor crew were in there, but for the Saturday night dinner, they served more than 150 people.
And for those that are keeping track of such things, tell us a tiny little bit about the nature of the vessels.
They sail what's called FJs, Flying Juniors. It is the standard sailboat for collegiate racing. So this regatta is put on by the Cal Poly sailing team. They have about 10 boats, which we keep at the yacht club. They come down 2 to 3 days a week and practice in Morro Bay, and then they travel off to regattas up and down the coast of California. Last year and the year before, they went to Hawaii to compete. they took an international, what was it? I can't remember exactly the name of the regatta, but it was on the East Coast, and they took a first and second place last year for that regatta. So they are really coming up in the world of sailing and doing much, much better every year.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jeremiah?
Yeah, I hate to bring up the subject that's been in the news for the last couple of weeks, every single day, every single minute. But I was talking to a guy our meeting the other day, Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization meeting, and just happened to say, how are things going and stuff. Well, it turns out he's out of business for a little while because of the coronavirus. He's one of the eelers in Morro Bay. We usually, I think our eel landings run between 500 and a million pounds, 500,000 to a million pounds a year out of here. And you can't sell an eel anymore because they do get shipped to Asia. And then our crabbers have lost all the crab shipments to Asia, so the price was down in comparison to what it could have been. Lobster guys and blackcod fishermen. So there's a lot of impact from, and to be perfectly honest with you, living in a small area, we don't think, it's not going to impact us or anything, but it's impacted every port for our guys anyways, and even here in Morro Bay. So it has had a financial impact on families. That's about it. Good news.
Good news? See, the tide goes in, tide goes out, tides go up, tides go down. Looks like we're going to get some weather next week. So if you haven't checked your pennant lines and dock lines in for a while, it'd probably be a good idea to go over those and make sure that everything's intact. And I did go sailing day before yesterday in my little 10-foot skiff, and I lost wind, no wind, and the tide pushed me about a half a mile, and I had to go back. So that's part of sailing.
Go ahead.
I did not mention that the next regatta that comes up is called the Big Rock Regatta. It is for junior sailors. They start at age 8 and go to, 16 or so. And we generally have 100 to 125 competitors in the Big Rock Regatta. They will have their little boats up and down the bay and be scrambling around the yacht club until they drive you nuts. And they're so cute.
What are the ages?
About 8 to 16. The older kids, the bigger kids, will be sailing lasers, but most of them will be in Opties. It's an Optimus Pram, 7-foot boat that was specifically designed for small children. It's a blunt bow, a single sail, and one sailor to each boat.
And Ms. McPherson, our council liaison.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, and I am here to report some very good news to the Harbor Advisory Board. At the last City Council meeting, we, as part of the mid-year budget review process, the council voted to allocate all $250,000 of the Castlewind Community Benefit Funds to the North and South T Pier capital projects. So, yes, I thought you'd be happy to hear that. And I know that at one point the Harbor Advisory Board had recommended that some of those funds be used to fix the Coleman restrooms, but I'm also happy to report that we're going to use park and loo funds for that, so that will get done as well. So that's my good news for the evening.
Thank you.
Bad news, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay. The next is a public comment. And everybody that's paying attention to us tonight is at home, assiduously watching their television set. So we don't have anybody other than Ms. McPherson in the audience this evening. So I don't think we can expect any public comment, but if somebody walks in the door, no problem. That brings us to the consent agenda, item A1 and A2. Again, there's we would offer public comment, but it doesn't seem to be an issue this evening. What would the board like to do on the consent agenda? We can move to accept, or we can somebody can wish to pull one or both of the items.
I move we accept.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Carries. Brings us to business items. So B1 is an update from the Boatyard Marine Services Facility Ad Hoc Committee and the committee's recent activities. Our committee chair, Mr. McLish, is not with us this evening. Do you have anything, Eric?
Yeah, maybe I'll. I don't remember if we brought this up to the last meeting. I don't think we did, but myself, Dana, met with, and Red Davis, Councilmember Davis, met with SOCOG, member of SOCOG, and they've got some potential funding to maybe fund the Boatyard Financial Feasibility Study. So we're looking into that and following up on that. It's Boatyard is obviously transportation related. It was John DeNunzio we met with, and they've got some potential funding that the city of Morro Bay already has that hasn't been used for other projects, so we're following up with him to see if that's going to be a possibility. So,
What is the process, please?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know exactly what the process would be.
Okay.
But apparently SLOCOG has been interested in projects in, I mean, it has always been interested, obviously, in projects in every community within the county. I mean, that's their mandate, and that's their job, and that's what they do, and they do it well. But they've always been interested in doing something maritime in Morro Bay, I guess, for a long time now. You know, they've done some work with Port San Luis and their boatyard and their haul-out ways, and they've been interested in doing something maritime in Morro Bay for quite a while now, so hopefully this will come to some sort of fruition.
How would those who are interested be able to follow the process, given that we're not exactly sure what the process is?
Well, in terms of if anything comes to fruition, we'll be reporting back here, the Harbor Advisory Board. That's probably going to be this ad hoc committee is probably going to be the easiest way to find out of any progress.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
B2. B2 is update from the Finance and Budget Ad Hoc Committee. And the chair, Mr. Blackford, is not with us this evening. I have one question, and that is, what is the schedule for the calendar schedule for the Harbor Department's FY 2020-2021 budget process?
Things are just starting to get going. The finance director just sent out to all us department heads the basic items that they feed into our budget with personnel and whatnot. So they give us basically a blank budget to start with, and then we just got that this week to start working on it. So for the upcoming fiscal year 2021, we've got the first budget study session. Number one is tentatively set for the 12th, May 12th at 3:30. So again, that's 10. So that's a public study session where the council will take input like they did last year from department heads, from the public, and begin on their prioritizing what direction they want to go with things in terms of goals and attaching goals to budget items.
And in preparation for that, we know by virtue of past observation that the Harbor Department, as do all the departments, but the Harbor Department has its own budget development process. And can you share with us what some of the milestones might be and what the approximate dates are?
Sure. On the capital side, I will be circling back to the ad hoc committee. I need to get with finance, and since last year's closed and audited, the budget from last year's closed and audited, we did make excess revenues over expenses. I don't know the exact number at this point, but I need to find out what that number is to see what we'll be feeding back into our accumulation fund. Internally, over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to start working on filling in the line items on my operating budget, looking back at last year where we landed on things and seeing where we need to go, and again, figuring out where we landed in terms of revenues over expenses last year to see how much cushion we have. I don't have a timeline for you. The finance director did ask for the first round of our draft budgets back. I want to say it's maybe it was the third week in March. So we'll start developing those budgets, and then in early to mid-May is when we start going to the council for the first study session and getting their input, and then continue on with development.
But you would have, this is a question, not a statement, would you have a draft department budget prior to that?
Prior to the study session?
Yes.
Yes, I should have a draft by then, yeah.
Okay. Questions? Comments? None? Okay. Moving on, B3, update from the Eelgrass Ad Hoc Committee. Lynn?
Yes. As an update to, we have not really done anything since our last meeting and my last report here. And in fact, I think at this point, the Eelgrass Committee is basically inactive and will be so until there are major changes. Either the city will decide to put some money toward an eelgrass mitigation plan, but otherwise, as I reported then, Anchor QEA, the consultants, have said that what with the local projects continuing as they are now, and there are very few of them, Kathy Novak is getting the permits from the various agencies, and she is being successful in getting the agencies to sort of cooperate and ease up a little bit on the restrictions. So the consultants recommended that we leave it as it is. We cannot afford to do the mitigation plan, which will cost $300,000 or so. So in view of those facts, I would suggest that we disband the standing committee, the ad hoc committee, and the matter on the agenda. So I'm going to make a motion that the ad hoc committee for Eelgrass be disbanded.
Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, discussion? Lynn, if the heavens opened and $300,000 were to drop into the city's lap, could something gainful be done as it relates to the eelgrass mitigation program that City Council tasked us with some
yes,
time ago?
I think so. Yes, we could bring the committee back into play. We could then continue working with the consultant and using some of the basic materials and conclusions that we had before, pick up where we were and continue.
What would be the application of the hypothetical $300,000?
I think most of that money would be spent in sending the consultants to talk with the various agencies. That's where the expense comes in.
And we've talked about this before, but just a review for our audience. and the purpose of that would be try to get, you tell me, what would be the purpose of talking to all of those agencies?
Getting all of those agencies to agree to the same limitations and requirements for permitting for eelgrass mitigation when projects under construction on the waterfront.
And if you know or have an opinion, which is fine, irrespective of Ms. Novak's successes in getting the various agencies to, I forget what, exactly what you, how you characterize it, but to ease up on the requirements, does it appear that eelgrass mitigation continues to impact development on the waterfront? When the city council tasked us with our assignment, there was considerable concern.
Yes. I think one of the big differences is that right now eelgrass is growing. And so the amount of eelgrass is expanding in the bay rather than contracting as it had been before, probably for whatever reason we don't know, probably due to weather. And that makes it, I can't say that because I don't really know. I was going to say that makes it easier on the project developers. Perhaps Gene can address this.
If we can come up with an eelgrass mitigation plan, a bank, in a sense, that was one of the options, then we could use that to offset any eelgrass loss in developing slips and docks along the waterfront. Since the eelgrass is now starting to grow back, the agencies are less likely to curtail any development. So we're working on a case-by-case basis now, Kathy is, and it seems to be working. And so at this point, I think we hold off from any further mitigation bank, and we'll see how it holds up.
Is it not the case that it's a natural phenomenon and it can turn and go the other direction again?
Oh, sure.
So if the city was going to be prudent and was interested relative to that issue and development along the waterfront, which it is, has an abiding interest in, as expressed by city leadership, seems to me that it's still a viable pursuit. Is that...
It's correct, but if there's no money in the piggy bank, there's nothing we can do.
I understand that part.
But it's a good idea, and we wish we could pursue it. But at this time, I don't see any sugar daddies that are willing to come up with the money. So at this point, I think we go case by case basis and hope for the best. If things seem to turn towards less eelgrass, then I think we have to actively pursue getting funding for it, but not at this time.
Well, the present national economy is very different than it was when we first started working on this. I'm not suggesting that that means that there's largesse available, but during the work of the committee, the subcommittee, which has been on for some time now, was a potential source of funding ever any potential sources of funding identified?
No.
Initially, we were hoping to work with the various agencies to come up with our own eelgrass mitigation plan. And financing were really part of the deal at that point. We were hoping to work with the different agencies and establish our own eelgrass mitigation plan, in an exception to the rule, basically. And because eelgrass was, at that time, getting less and less, the agencies, various agencies, were very apprehensive about altering the national and the federal regulations. So that's where we ran up to a roadblock. So then we hired the consultants to look at some other way, and they went out and touched the various agencies and with our consultant, and they said, well, we can. The only option we see right now is to create this eelgrass mitigation bank, and the process of that is going to be $250,000. So at this point, I don't see any reason to pursue it.
Okay. My final comment, and then if anybody doesn't have anything, if no one else has anything, we'll call the question. My final comment is that if we're going to wrap this up for now, given that we were assigned this by the City Council, I would like to see the committee meet with council or council representative or our liaison, whatever works best for everybody, and find out what city leadership's appetite is right now for mitigation. I understand the money. I got that money part, but there's I'm on the theoretical side right now. So I'd like to see that happen. Do you have any objections to pursuing that, Lynn?
No. I did meet with Eric, and I met with Scott Collins and Scott Graham and discussed eelgrass with them and what was happening as far as eelgrass recommendations being included in the general plan and the local coastal plan, which I talked about last month or the month before. And we did at least accomplish that much. But to go back and actually talk about an eelgrass mitigation plan and their appetite for that, no, I have no objections to doing that.
Okay. Because while we are beloved of staff, we work for council, and that's where the assignment came from.
Okay.
So I'd like to, I'd just like to close that loop, so we get whatever instructions or whatever direction on this topic at this point in time that council chooses to give us.
Very good.
Okay.
Would you like to add that to the motion?
We could, but I don't think that, given Lynn's willingness to do it, I think we're okay. So any other discussion on this motion? Okay, call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Carries. Okay, thank you. B4, update on Harbor Department lease management policy update process. Sharice, do you mind? Is that okay?
No, not at all.
Look at her. Wow. Wonder Woman.
Okay. I'm ready.
So just a little bit of a background about
what
we're doing.
A conveyance letter.
And who, wait. Why are we involved? Because there's folks who may be paying attention who don't know what the background is.
Okay. I'll do that.
Super.
Okay, so as far as lease policy update group is concerned, it met with the Harbor Department, and we formed in fall of 2018. This group met once or twice a month for 2 to 4 hours. We began by diligently researching available waterfront lease management policies from numerous other California jurisdictions, large and small, paying special attention to areas that have similar to the Morro Bay community wishes and would most likely wish to emulate in regards to our future, and noting the policies in place that are working well in those areas and that are well written and implemented. Our research found that lease policy documents vary greatly. But Morro Bay's lease rates and percentage gross formulas were found to be reasonable and in the norm when compared to other municipal lessors. Lease terms are also very important in the negotiating process, especially in terms of investments of properties. So the update that has been put together is going to go to City Council, and these are the things that we've been working on and that we have updated with the policy, that they establish the margins for lease parameters and negotiations. It better defines the city's fiscal and management responsibilities and how to pursue those responsibilities through improved fiscal and site auditing policies. The new updated policy also improves the definition of a tenant in good standing, which frames increased responsibility for maintenance and upkeep of public and common spaces abutting lease sites on master leaseholders. It also sets clear process for treatment of lease sites whose leases are nearing expiration. It also strives to be an economic development tool by making our lease sites more attractive to investment through clarification of policy, process, and practice. Overall, achieving a more attractive and vibrant waterfront, enhancing the public's use and enjoyment. The council will make its suggestions and corrections on a tentative special meeting at 3:30 on March 24th. Our entire team, the Lease Policy Update Group, is planning to be in attendance. Post-council meeting, our team will respond with what we hope to be a final draft. At that point, we will further adjust other documents, such as the lease template and license agreements, to reflect the approved updated lease policy. The working group meets again on April Fool's Day at 1 p.m.
You were thoroughly prepared.
Well, I used our conveyance letter that we put together for council.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Can you very briefly touch on where we are, that the same working group is working on a licensing policy?
Would you like to cover that?
Sure. The same waterfront leaseholders policy update working group is addressing the development of an updated, because there is already such a thing here in Morro Bay, an updated licensing policy for folks that. Let's see, what was the phrase we used? Movable facilities. In other words, they are not brick-and-mortar operators. And there's a few areas that have been identified in the Tidelands Trust lands that, if the City Council so determines, might be suitable for some vendors to use, beach rentals and things like that. There's also some folks operating on the bay, doing various and sundry operations on the bay that are not contributing to the city's coffers and are using Tidelands Trust lands to generate revenue. So the group is working on that as well. Eric, would you like to add anything to what we have said?
No, I think you covered it. The study session on the 24th, right? 24th. It's to give the council a kind of an overview of where we're at on everything and take input and take public and council input. Not trying to present it as a we're done item and looking for their approval. So the group will stay together for a little while longer and we'll take whatever input we get from the council and the public and incorporate it into a final draft to be brought back to the council in April. I'm not sure which meeting it's tentatively scheduled for. Probably the second meeting, just with timing the way it works. So that's the plan. We're getting pretty close. I want to thank the group for being diligent and staying involved. I definitely couldn't have done it by myself. And I think it's come along pretty well. Yeah, it's like April 28th, tentatively scheduled for final approval.
Oh, it's scheduled? Oh.
Well, tentatively.
Tentatively. Yeah, okay. Okay. Any questions from the board? Comments? None? Okay. B5. Eric, would you like to present B5?
Yes, please.
Sure. So, continuation of the SWOT item, the strength, weaknesses, opportunity, threat analysis for our goal-setting process that we set out a few meetings ago and did a fair amount of research and homework and came up with a list of items centered around our four larger goal items, which are number one, achieve economic and fiscal sustainability, number two, improve public infrastructure, number three, complete updates to the city's land use and zoning policies and plans, number four, improve communication and engagement with the community. And so, as you recall, and Jack, on January 3rd, you put out a memo based on a, kind of a collation of all the HAB member input on all of the analysis we did and came up with the attachment in the staff report, which is the top three items were highlighted under each SWOT item, under each goal item, in order to try and put together an effort to use that data to help us continue to achieve our outstanding goals, which will be going for the rest of this year. The two-year goals are following the calendar year for the most part, and so we'll continue on with the set of goals we have now through the rest of calendar year 2020. So in the staff report, so I think what we're trying to achieve tonight, we took a run at this at the last meeting but didn't really get as far as I think we were trying to get, I think because maybe there's a little confusion or just it was late in the night and I don't know, maybe people didn't understand exactly what we're trying to do, so we're taking another shot at it. So I think what we're trying to achieve tonight is take the attached SWOT items, the strength, weaknesses, opportunity, and threat items under each goal, and let's get them, attempt to get them down, boiled down, agreed upon the top two items under each category, and then see if there's possibility of putting together some working groups amongst Harvard Advisory Board members to start trying to apply some of those findings or those some of those SWOT items to the remaining goal items to see if we can achieve some more of the goal outstanding goal action items. And those are listed in the staff report as well as the lettered items A through J. So there's goal one, action item one, goal one, action item five, et cetera, et cetera. And those are the basically all the goal action items that are still outstanding and applicable to the Harvard Advisory Board. So we'll see if there's some things in the making. I'm not intending to try and necessarily come up with not trying to come up with necessarily ideas on how to achieve applying these SWOT items to the goals. I think that'll just result in another endless discussion going around and around and around, but I think this is more of a setting up for homework assignments for Harvard Advisory Board members to see if we can put some of these SWOT items into action. So what we'd like to hope to get out of this is some willingness to form some groups mindful of the Brown Act. We can't have more than three people meet. Three might be an ideal number, two might be an ideal number, I don't know, depending on kind of the goal item, I guess. See if we can come up with some groups that want to take a shot at applying some of these SWOT items and develop some action plans or ideas to apply them to the outstanding goals to see if we can help the council continue to achieve these goals. Hopefully that made some sense.
Okay, so this is a two-parter. On the first part, we're going to come to consensus as to what we think are the two most important. You have a matrix in front of you that has all of our names on it and what you identified last time. That's the purpose of the matrix. So one of the things you can see, if you look at the goal number one, the achieve economic and fiscal sustainability, for instance, if you look at the aggregate top three in the column to the right, you will see that there was pretty much consensus as it relates to item A and then you can look back at the report that we sent to council to, if you want to refresh your memory as to what that item is. It's in the staff report. So what we want to do this evening, and you can see who scored what. So we're missing two of our members, so we're not going to be able to have their input tonight. But what I want to do is for economic and fiscal sustainability, in no particular order, we're going to start with that one. And we're going to determine out of A, D, and E, and you're going to have to refer back to the list that's in your staff report to know what that is. Out of A, D, and E, we're going to eliminate one. And we're going to do this quickly. So please get the Harbor Advisory Board Harbor SWOT Analysis November-December 2019 report to hand. And let's, you can refresh your memory as to what you thought last time and what, and you can see what everybody else thought as well. So clearly, as it relates to strengths, A was popular. That's why it was the first one in the aggregate top three. But we need to determine the top two. So one of the two, either A, D, or E, to streamline this process, has got to go away temporarily. So which one is going to go away? This is council goal number one, strengths. Gene, which one goes away?
I have A.
A is going away? Okay. Jeremiah, which one goes away?
One to go away, I would say D. Isn't that pursuing the new aquarium?
You're on, no, you're no, achieved, no, comic.
No, you're on the wrong sheet. This is a natural resources tied on its lease. A, D, and A. You chose A and E last time.
Well, then I'd say probably A.
They're all important.
Yeah.
One's got to go.
Yeah. My feeling is that the tithes and trust is a pretty important revenue source. And Morro Bay fishing commercial feed is pretty important. So I think that's more important than the natural resources.
Okay. Jeremiah? Hmm.
Yeah. A would be
microphone.
A would, to me, would be the logical choice if one has to go away. Then,
okay, Lynn,
I agree.
Okay. A.
Okay, Charisse.
A.
Okay. All right. Duly noted. Duly noted. So that's D and E. We're going to D and E. Okay. Weaknesses. Same question. Charisse, I'm going to start with you. A, C, or G?
C.
Okay, Lynn, you're next.
C.
And I'm sorry, Charisse, what did you say?
C.
Thank you. Okay, Jeremiah.
C also.
Okay, Gene.
C.
Okay, that's A and G. Leaves us with A and G. Okay, opportunities. We got A, D, and L. A, D, and L. Gene, I'm going to start with you.
Weakness.
I have a question.
Ma'am?
Out of all of these opportunities that we have to pick from, they actually are all in the goals of what it is that we want to look forward to?
Well, when we did our SWOT, we identified all of these.
Yeah.
And then we honed them down to our top three. That, which doesn't mean that all of the rest of them aren't don't have meaning, and by the way, could become part of an action effort. Could be incorporated in a subcommittee action.
Right.
Pursuit. Okay, let's go. We're bogged down. We got to go. A, D, or L? Gene?
Eliminate D at this time.
Okay. Jeremiah?
Same here. D. D.
Okay. Lynn?
L.
Okay. Charisse?
D.
Okay. Well, before I render my vote, I want to comment on L, potential revenue from a regional offshore wind farm. That's at least a decade away. So bear that in mind when you think about opportunities. So, I'd say L goes away. So that gives us three D's and two L's. And we're missing a couple of folks who I will poll. So we were not unanimous on that. What?
I'll switch to L if you want, based on that is a good analysis right there, that it's going to be a good decade.
Okay. So how do the other two D's feel about that?
Yeah, I'll go for L. If it's going to be that far off, well, I won't be around anyway.
Okay,
I have to ask somebody else.
Yeah, A and D. Okay.
I'm going to be around.
Okay, threats.
I hope so.
Okay, let's go. Threats. We did A, F, and I. We did A, F, and I. We're on page three, threats. A, F, and I.
So you can start with me over here?
Yes, ma'am.
Let go of F.
Oh, okay. Lynn?
Threat. A.
Okay. Jeremiah.
A also.
Okay. Gene?
A.
That's funny.
Yeah, I agree.
You agree with
A.
And thinking of current situations that are going on?
The threat, I think, always exists.
Okay.
But, realistically, has it happened? No. I mean, not in my experience. It hasn't happened. Has A happened? Absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a question of whether in your crystal, my opinion is it's a matter of, in our crystal ball, whether we think F is a greater threat than A, or A is a greater threat than F in our crystal ball in the future. We want to reconsider?
You know, a point I have to ask is, am I wrong in thinking that F has already been covered and is illegal And why would we be deciding on something that is the practice would be illegal at this point?
Well, they'd have to. The city would have to be willing to interpret in its own way the Titleless Trust Act, which so far, in my experience, it has not been willing to do. It has talked about it, the city, at various times in the last 6 years, has talked about it.
Isn't the current consensus that it's not supposed to happen?
I don't know that. Well, we are unanimous in that.
Okay.
And we've communicated that to council on more than one occasion, but I haven't had any feedback. Gene?
They are all threats, and I realize that. But we can't do anything about the national economic downturn, but we can do something about general funds and losing small-scale Morro Bay.
Well, that's a powerful point. Mm-hmm. That's a powerful point. Okay, well, the consensus was that A was going to go away, so that sounds like that's where we are. Okay. So it's going to be F and I, which brings us down to the next goal. Goal number two. We need to eliminate one strength for now, which doesn't mean that we're wiping it off of our consciousness. It just means that we're trying to winnow this down, partly because the council has suggested to us that this is too much information, and it would assist them in their planning process if it was a little more streamlined. And we're going to be working on these because that's element number two of the staff report. We're actually going to be working on these, so it helps us as well. Gene, I'm going to start with you.
I have A.
Okay.
I have A also.
Okay.
Lynn? Ditto.
Okay. Therese?
A.
Okay, there we go. So it's B and C. Okay, next. Weaknesses?
A.
Thank you, Therese. Lynn?
I've got to read them.
Sure.
A.
Okay. Jeremiah?
A also.
Gene?
Same, A.
Okay. All right, that's B and C. Opportunities. Next page. B, C, and D. Gene, I start with you.
I'd say B.
B also.
C.
B.
The city has been working on D since the late 80s, mid-late 80s, and we're no closer now, actually, than we were then, with a possibility, as Eric has explained to us earlier this evening, of some funding for financial feasibility analysis, which a full-blown one has not been done. It's been nibbled at a couple times. I think B is important, but I would defer to the department to tell us how important B is. You willing to go out on a limb, Eric, and chat with us about how important B is? Sure.
Sure. What kind of a discussion would you like to have?
Not a discussion. Like your comment. I mean, is B my movie, and I'm not the department, you are, my movie is that B is critical to maintaining the infrastructure in an optimal way.
Is this being established a separate process, the process harbor-related?
To my knowledge, there is not currently a defined process.
I guess my question on that item is...
Hang on just a second. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it's sort of a jawbone deal between department heads. True or false?
Well, I still want to ask my question because I don't know how to. I'm not sure how to answer that question you just asked. What is the process you're referring to of execution harbor-related infrastructure projects? Everything from budgeting to design, engineering, planning, permitting, execution, that whole...
I hadn't thought about the budgeting part, but certainly all the rest of them. You have informed us, you've educated us over time that that when it comes to infrastructure projects, the Harbor Department sometimes can't go cradle to grave on its own. It requires the participation of other city departments.
Correct. I think so. For general city projects, whether it's a lift station or a building or whatever, Public Works, I don't know how defined their process is, but the Public Works Department, that's what they do. They do that process from cradle to grave, or however you want to define it or call it. We don't have that process built in or ingrained into our department. I think that's what this item is getting at, is the opportunity is to come up with such a process, because right now we don't have one. In a perfect world, Public Works would handle all of our infrastructure projects as part of the normal Public Works stuff, because they've got the expertise and the people to do that and put those together and use their system. Right now we use our system, and we try to follow and be consistent when we do that. This kind of depends on what the project is, though. So to go back to your original question, how important is that? I think it's important. I think if there was a better roadmap or a better process established, it would certainly make my job easier trying to execute some of these projects. Was that that was your original question, wasn't it?
Yes. And I appreciate that ultimately this is a policy issue. I understand that. Or we understand that, but thank you. So, with me, it's a D, that isn't because I don't think it's important. I'm looking at it from a timeliness standpoint. What is of the greatest benefit? What opportunities provide the greatest benefit to the harbor in the near term, the short term, and the midterm, as opposed to the long term? So given that discussion, I'll ask again, B, C, or D? You don't have to change your mind. Gene?
Well, if we had to develop a marine service boatyard or anything else, we'd probably need to have a process for the department to execute it. So maybe we hold off on D for right now, and we push for B. We keep B, and we eliminate D.
And I appreciate that perspective, actually. Okay. Jeremiah?
D. Yeah.
Lynn?
On C, it says establish a city staff resource whose sole responsibility is to pursue public and private funding for da da da. My question there is, you're going to have one individual who employee in the city department or in the city staff who goes out and looks for funding for everything that goes on.
That was what we discussed, and we commented to ourselves that if the person did their job, they would more than pay for themselves, more than pay for themselves.
There used to be a man in the rec department, Joe, and that was his preview. That's what he did, and he got lots and lots of funding for the city.
How long ago was that, Gene? Give or take?
10 years ago, at least.
Okay.
So, Lynn, you want to want me to go to Sharice while you cogitate?
Yeah.
I'm staying with mine.
Which was what, please? Okay.
I'll go to D.
Okay. Okay. So on a sort of majority basis, that's B and C, and we're going to just keep it rolling. Sharice, sorry.
No, it's fine. B.
Okay, threats, A, B, and C.
B.
Okay. B. Lynn?
Threats. B.
Jeremiah?
At C.
Okay.
C.
Okay. In terms of immediacy, in my mind, between B and C, it's a question of can any significant amount of revenue, additional revenues, be generated off the Titleist Trust lands? The leases are baked. We're talking about some, you know, maybe some vendors, if presuming council would agree to that, and there's, we don't know whether they would or wouldn't, but that's a small change. So I'm a B. So that's three B's and two C's. So what are we going to do?
Majority.
Okay, simple majority. Okay, it's A and C. Okay, this is actually working. We've only been on this for 20 minutes, so it's not bad. It's like, you know, that's a arduous thing. Okay, next goal, update city land use and zoning. So we only identified two, so we can move through that one. Weaknesses, A, B, or D?
Targets.
Gene?
I eliminate A. There's nothing we can really do about it. Those are the codes and those are the regulations. We don't have much of a say-so on those things.
Okay. Jeremiah?
I had D, in just in light of what was mentioned earlier.
Okay, Lynn?
D.
I said A.
Sorry?
A.
Yeah, I'm going to go with A. So that leaves us with B and D. Okay, opportunities, A, B, and D.
A.
Okay.
Oh, wait, sorry, no.
Yeah.
My bad.
Okay.
D, opportunities, D.
Okay. Lynn?
D.
Jeremiah?
D, Delta.
Gene?
A.
Well, A is a done deal, is it not? I mean, we don't have any exact feedback from Mr. Graham, but Eric, this is the GPLCP process is way down the road. Is that not correct? Has it gone to Coastal yet?
I believe it's at Coastal for their review right now, and they're getting comments back on it.
Yeah. So it's pretty well baked, folks. So I think it leaves us with B and D, but I'm open to discussion.
Okay. If you want to let go of A as a priority.
I know it's incredibly important. We worked on this for, as you will recall, we worked on this for a year and a half, but I think we're done, and city staff have done whatever they're going to do, and they put whatever they put in the GPLCP, so it's baked. So I'm thinking B and D. Any objection?
No.
Okay, threats, A, B, and D. Gene?
I have A.
Okay. Jeremiah?
Yes.
A.
Lynn?
A.
Charisse?
A.
Agreed. So that leaves us with threats. Where am I?
Here B and D.
Thank you. B and D. Thank you. Okay, last one.
A. Strengths, A.
Not a gal. Go right for it. Okay, Lynn?
A.
Okay. Jeremiah?
A also.
Okay, Gene?
A.
Agreed. It's B and C. Okay. Weaknesses, A, B, or C? Gene, we're going to start with you this time.
C.
C.
Okay. Lynn? You want to cogitate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Charisse?
Cogitating.
What?
What? Why don't you go first?
Okay. I'm a C. Okay, Lynn, back to you.
C.
Okay, Charisse?
C it is.
Okay, A. So that's A and B. Two more.
A.
Okay, Lynn?
I need my reading glasses. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
A also.
Yes, Gene?
B.
Okay. Lynn?
C.
Okay, I'm an A. Okay, well, how are we going to resolve this? I'm not satisfied with this simple majority on this one.
As far as an opportunity, one of the things that I was thinking about is that as far as the budget goes, we're asking for them to
take on less as far as the harbor department goes. So we're seeing an opportunity is for them to get training, to become ambassadors. So perhaps that can't take a priority in this particular situation since we're asking them to staff less but do more.
That's a point. Eric, can you chime in on A, B, and D, please? You willing to express an opinion? Don't have to.
By their very nature, the Harbor Patrol are already out there doing ambassadorship stuff with the public, whether it's the boating public or the landside public or the beach-going public. I mean, that's part of their job, and they think they do it very well. So I think they already are actively utilized as that. Training. I mean, I don't know what training opportunities there are out there for that sort of thing. Most of their training is in public safety and, you know, firefighting and law enforcement, that sort of thing.
But is there any formal discussion in the department when somebody comes in new, when you've got a newbie? Is there any discussion with them, with from their supervisors, because there's two, about that role?
I wouldn't say regarding being a goodwill ambassador. Yes, there's a fair amount of structure with lots of different training type elements on all the different things they do, depending on who they are and what skills they come with. But when it comes to ambassadorship or you know, how they deal with the public, there's, I won't say we have anything that's formalized and structured, but they do learn it mostly by doing as they go, by working with their fellow officers. But no, there's not, you know, a page you pull out and you say, well, here's how you be a goodwill ambassador. No, you just, you learn by doing and by being with people and see how we do it and see how we act with people and see how we interact with people.
Okay.
May I comment?
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
As often as I talk to other people about what they think of our Harbor Patrol personnel, be these people visiting boaters, transients who come through, and they generally do tie up at the yacht club, and I talk to the vast majority of them, and talking with other boat owners up and down the waterfront, I think the Harbor Patrol is already serving very well as goodwill ambassadors. They have an excellent reputation.
I'd just like to add to that. It's very pretty much along the same lines every place up and down the coast that I travel. Particularly, we always are told what a great group that we've got down here. And personally, we've been, commercial fishing industry's been proud of our harbor department for as long as I've been here, 40 years. So they are our goodwill ambassadors. And I can see that a new guy would learn just by learning from the others. I think it's passed down. It appears to be passed down all the way through the lines.
We're talking about opportunities, and I think Harbor Department personnel are our best asset, and I think that's an opportunity we've got to pursue and continue to do so.
Through training? Through some kind of a training
well,
program?
Well, not necessarily formal training, but training when you're with the other guy and they say, oh, yeah, go down the bay and talk to these guys, you know? That's how it works. It's a one-on-one relationship that our Harbor Department has with the public. And that's an opportunity, and I hate to see it put off the side.
Okay, well, the reason A is worded the way it is, during the SWAT exercise, I remember the discussion, and the discussion was, on the one hand, it's a wonderful group, and they're already doing this, and on the other hand was if there was some sort of a training program that was focused on specifically with interaction with the public, and you know what's the best way to do that to optimize the attractiveness of the harbor. That's how we got this on here. So, for instance, as it happens, and I don't know if this is a parallel, or I don't know if it's relevant or not, but the police department has, I'm told by the commander, has such a training. I don't know how formalized the program is, but it, when you join the Morro Bay Police Force, you are trained as to how the police department would like you to interact with the public. Okay, we got to get through this, so we got to pick one. So right now we have four A's and a B and a C for elimination. We want to reconsider that. Okay, so B and D. Which isn't to say, Gene, that what you said is not correct and relevant.
So can I talk about the last one?
Absolutely.
Okay, so A and B, to me, I think feel like they're trying to convey similar topics. So I wrote kind of a rewording of them to make it a single one, mm-hmm. which would be a threat is the disconnect between council, staff, community's ability to understand options, opinions, and viewpoints regarding the harbor's needs, successes, and failures.
That's elegant.
Okay.
Are you going to send that to me?
Sure.
Wonderful.
Make a paper here.
So thanks to Charisse, we now have an A and a C, or we have a combined A, B, and a C. Anybody have any problems with that?
Nope.
Gene?
Nope.
So A and B, Charisse, and a C. Okay. All right, thank you. So we worked that through. Now, second element. Second element is to do something about all this. So that means that each member of the Harbor Advisory Board, including the two members that are not present with us this evening, are going to be asked to participate in some sort of I don't want action plan, that's a little strong, but certainly an action concept. It can be as specific or non-specific as possible. For instance, goal one, action one, the outstanding issues, unless I missed something here and unless it's broader, is we need to find out. We need to find out and or participate in the resolution of the living board fees and the commercial slip fees. The cost allocation plan is done. It's baked. Correct?
With the exception for us, there's still community development fees outstanding, but our two outstanding are those slip fees and living board fees. You're correct.
Okay. So it's a matter of a Harbor Advisory Board member being willing to follow that through. Are you willing to follow that through, since how half of that is you?
Sure.
Okay. So the Liverboard, the resolution, what is the resolution going to be for the Liverboard fees and their commercial slip fees? Okay, so that's a Jeremiah. Thank you. And 1-5, there's sort of two parts to that. There's an historic review, because we have done some work on this in the past, so it's a matter of reviewing the history. My participation in that would be to look through my records as to for any kind of memos or recommendations or motions that we passed on to council. And then an individual or individuals need to pursue this to develop an update. So we've already done some stuff. I'd like Mr. Blackford to be involved in that. This one has got a little bit of work to it, so is there another HAB member that would be willing to participate?
I will.
Well, we've got a long list now, so...
I have my four that I am willing to abide.
Okay, Charisse. Thank you. Okay. 1-6. Eric, can refresh my memory, please. What is the subject of this?
So the...
I didn't look it up.
Community development... probably not going to hit all the things just right, but the city has identified opportunity sites for economic development within Morro Bay, and the power plant is one. Where the wastewater treatment plant is now is going to be moved as soon as the wharf project moves is another.
Yeah, okay, so economic development is the topic.
Yeah, it's economic development. Okay. I believe there's a few more that the city's identified as opportunity sites.
Okay. I'm happy to work on this one. I need some help.
I will.
Okay. 1-8. The aquarium business.
I'll take that.
Okay, Gene, thank you. 1-9. Do you need help or are you good? Okay. 1-9. That's an ongoing thing. So you're already tracking it. So you okay tracking it?
Yes.
Okay, and if you want help, you just tell me.
Okay.
110, the wind farm thing. We have lots of history because we worked on this for a while. And so it's a historic review and an update. Even though it's long-term, it is important because it's probably the most significant theoretical source of a revenue outside of what the city's already generating. Although it may go sideways, that's the latest is that it may go sideways. So who's going to work on that? You're already working on it.
I'm already on it.
Aren't you already working on this?
Okay.
Jeremiah, with your commercial fishermen's organization hat on.
Right. Oh, I am working out through the organization.
So are you okay with that one?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, 2-3, parking management. We've got some history. Then it's a matter of going to, I don't know how else to do it. It's a matter of going up to community development, finding out what's going on, reviewing whatever they've put into the LCP, GP-LCP and the waterfront, what's the name of that plan, Eric?
Master plan?
The waterfront.
General plan, local coastal program, downtown and waterfront master plan.
That one. Downtown waterfront plan. that one. Thank you. I can take that one. I can take that one.
Can I get on?
Yes.
On that one too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we're going to put paid parking in front of your shop. Yeah. goal 2, easy public, easy. That's not true. Goal 2, action 4. Dana, yes, right. 3-1. That one's sort of amorphous. Lynn, can you take this? Do you mind? What?
Sure.
Did you just volunteer, Gene?
No, I said, what does it mean?
You could discuss that with our liaison, and that would probably help.
It's an initiative the city's been off and on pursuing, trying to get community groups or volunteers to help do various things amongst the city, from you know, taking care of infrastructure or parks or events and that kind of stuff.
And in our case, it's harbor related. So, for instance, one of the resources that already exists are the Friends.
Right.
But there may be more. 4-1. Gene, can you just follow with an update?
Sure.
So that's a Scott Graham deal? Okay. That's it.
Now, can I jump in? So I'm gonna do a little ad-libbing here. We've got volunteers to look at these remaining goal items, and so here's my idea or my opinion of how you would use, and I put an example in the staff report, but I'm going to ad-lib another one. Here's how you'd use the SWOT findings, to call them that, to advance your item. So I was thinking about this earlier. So I'm going to use Goal 1, Action Item 8. Who's G1-8? Gene, that's you. Central Coast Aquarium. New Aquarium. So I think what the endeavor would be here would be, okay, advancing the aquarium project, the partnership with the city and Central Coast Aquarium. What are our strengths? Well, the city's historic image, item E, right, under Goal 1 strengths, since this is a Goal 1 item, strength E, which we just chose as one of the two surviving strengths. City's historic image is a quaint fishing village and the continued presence of a commercial fishing fleet. Okay, is there some opportunities with the aquarium project or process that we involve the commercial fishermen or the commercial fishing fleet, or somehow ensure the aquarium reflects that?
Or in a more general sense. In a more general sense, so remember why we did the SWOT. We did the SWOT to help us focus on our activities for the rest of the year. That's why we did the SWOT. Or longer, as the case may be. So to take Eric's point just a little bit farther, the work that you have each of us have agreed to do on A through J needs to incorporate the work we did on the SWOT. Eric is completely correct about that. So that as we think about what we're going to do with A, B, C, D, or whatever it is, we need to reflect back on the SWOT, and not just the two items that we've identified, because that was something we were asked to do to streamline, but to look at this report that we did for council that you have in your staff report.
I'm going to throw a couple more in there. I'm going to keep working on the aquarium one. Go down to weaknesses. What's our weakness A? Lack of a strategic long-term plan. Well, the aquarium project is mostly Christine and CCA and the work they're doing, but is there some things that we can identify, we meaning whoever's got the item, that can help the long-term strategic planning and the capital component?
Unless they've changed their mind recently, the CCA is not talking about utilizing the water side of that site. So were I on that little working group, I would say, what could be done back there to earn some money, bearing in mind, of course, that it's a problematic infrastructure at the moment. But that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. And on the threats list, losing sight of small town Morro Bay and becoming a Pismo Beach, not that Pismo Beach isn't a good place, and a desire to refer revenue and profits. Okay, we don't want to lose sight of small town Morro Bay. Well, okay, so what could some recommendations, and these may just be recommendations to the council or staff to push forward in these different initiatives, and if, you know, don't lose sight of a small town Morro Bay, with the new aquarium, what does that mean? What does that mean to you? If you've got some findings or some recommendations, advance them however we see fit. And so that's the kind of things I think of when I look at this and how you apply the SWOT analysis to what you're trying to do. You've got your analysis. You identified what the issues are. Now what are you trying to do? How do you apply it and move forward with it?
For instance, in the case of the aquarium, where are the buses going to park? Small town Morro Bay.
Yeah. And this maybe is in your working product out of this may be nothing more than a paragraph of some writings, your findings, and what you've found, and what you would recommend, you know, gets considered as the process moves forward.
Do we get to put in our own personal opinions?
Given that that our work product represents the Harbor Advisory Board, sure. Sure. And now let's talk about, let's establish a deadline for draft work product. Work product means that we write something that we can present. So what we're trying to do is direct our activities. I would like to have as little time as possible go by that is still realistic for everybody. So let me ask a question. For each of the assignments that you have accepted, is a month long enough or too short?
I know personally for these two items that I've got here, one a month is fine, and the other, I believe, being slip fees and liveaboards, won't be coming up now till April, as I've been told.
Okay. Gene, how much time would you like to have?
As I said, June or July.
That's. Would you like to reconsider the?
Sure, a month will get me started.
Okay, Lynn?
I like deadlines.
A month's fine.
Cherise? You're a busy lady?
A month is fine, and we'll see where it goes from.
Yeah,
that.
So let's do this. Yeah, so let's. I'd like to see some sort of draft work product in 30 days, and then we'll finalize 30 days thereafter. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay. All right. Thank you. It's a nice piece of work. And Mr. Harbor Director, you want to talk to us about B6?
No, I do not.
Well, what
we're
you said
continue
what,
it on.
Yeah, what you said to me. Yeah, what you said to me was that you requested that we continue this item.
Yeah, if with the board's consensus, we'd like to continue this item on to the next meeting. We didn't have folks available to present it. It was going to be presented by somebody from up in City Hall or police or fire, and turns out they all had other things going on for tonight. So,
okay, I move that we continue this item.
Set.
Moved and seconded.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Cherise, are you going to abstain? Oh. Opposed? None? Carries. Thank you. Is there any future agenda item that anybody would like to declare at this time?
I have a question regarding something that we were supposed to talk about, which is that the council asked for us not to have a month where we meet in the year. And so I say it should be March.
Well, what I'd like to do as a chair, unless I'm instructed differently from the body that we work for, we will look at our work as it comes up. I will look at our work as it comes up. I will confer with the Harbor Director to see what he might need or want from the Harbor Department, and we will make a decision on a case-by-case basis. Are you advocating?
So, to be continued?
Are you advocating for the elimination of one of our current monthly meetings? And if you are, you need to make a motion.
I was just saying that in the year 2020, we should choose March, because then we wouldn't miss out on one of the months for this year.
but maybe for next year, 2021.
Would you say that to me again a little differently?
If we chose March to be the month that we didn't have meat, then we're having it right now, which means we can't discontinue it.
No, I understand. Well, we already have two bi-months now.
Right, and they asked for one more. So that gives us a year before we have to, just saying.
Well, to my knowledge, to date, and I could be wrong about this, the Harbor Advisory Board has not been directed by the City Council to eliminate a month. The City Council has expressed an opinion. You have asked us to do that.
Yeah, the bylaws changes incorporated, correct? We're to 9 months now. It was initially identified as December because January and July were our 2 months that we've always taken a buy on, and December was tentatively identified, but I think it's up to us if we want to make that a different month. It's just...
That's correct.
Right.
Eric, I don't quite understand the reasoning behind it. There's a certain amount of workload, and we spread it out under 9 months. Now we have, or 10 months. If we reduce it down to 9 months, it seems like we still have the same workload. I just don't understand how it's going to eliminate any work.
Well, there's two sets of workloads. There's the workload of the items you're putting on the agenda and the things we're trying to accomplish and the goals and everything that goes on the agenda. And then there's the workload of putting together meetings and conducting them and agendizing. And so, yeah, there's a set amount of work that needs to get done, and the council was sensitive to, I think, both parts of it, not overloading staff with too many meetings because you're just, and having them just in staccato order, and you know, backing off on the agendas a little bit so there's less workload overall and spreading it out over more time. But yeah, one result could potentially be that you're going to spread accomplishing things over a little more time because you got less meetings to work on with it.
My concern is that if it happens in December, if we don't make a decision, then they're definitely going to take it out in December, and then that will be 2 months of nobody meeting for HAB. So
I agree with you. It will not be two consecutive months. Not. No, not while I'm sitting here.
Thanks.
Ron, I think probably what we ought to start with is you...
I will get together... I will get together with you.
Yeah.
We will look at our work plan. We'll look at a calendar. I will get your input,
yeah,
and then I will communicate with the board.
Let's look at the budget process, the goals process, all the things that feed into all this, and let's see what may make the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
Some month may just jump out at us, and that month could be August. I mean, who knows? Could be some other month might jump out to make more sense.
Okay. Charisse, thank you for bringing that up.
Sorry.
No. Okay. Would anybody like to declare a future agenda item?
I'd kind of like to hear what Eric had to say about Washington, D.C.
I
can give you a very brief. It went great. Good meetings. I think we accomplished what we set out to accomplish. I can bring back, in fact, maybe on the status report for April. April. February, March, April. I'll write a little more detail on the April status report in terms of how it went. Or you can stop by the office and I can give you some feedback. But it went good.
Okay. So I don't hear a desire for anybody to declare a future agenda item. So that takes us to adjournment. Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion. Okay. To adjourn.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. Discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, I knew you were. Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah, I totally
got it. What did I forget to do?
I totally got it, yeah. When you blinked at me, I got it.
Right. Yeah, and it's still...
The studies were, good luck with that. Yeah. And the studies were real clear as to where the wind was, the initial studies.
Yeah, they didn't use that chart, I don't think. I mean, judging by what they've come up with, it apparently was not either taken into consideration or given enough consideration.
Yeah.
We'll see how...